Tzedaf is daf dalet. So we got to the last two words on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Vamar Bishub and Levi, going on to daf dalet now. The Gemara quotes a series of cities. Lod, V'ono, V'geach HaRashim. These cities, they're cities that were found in the cities of Binyamin. The Gemara says, Mukafos Choma Mimos Yishub Benun Havu. We're describing that what's considered a walled city has to be walled from the times of Yishub Benun. So these are examples. If you find yourself in these cities, so then you'd be reading on the Tesvav on the 15th of Adar. So Gemara says, is it really true? V'hani Yishub Benanu, Yishub is one of the one who really built these cities. V'ha El Pa'al Benanu, Apala, who was apparently, Apala was one came from Sheva Benyamin, he was one who built it. The Pasuk tells us in Divrei Yamim, Dichsiv, Uvne El Pa'al, Eiver Umisham Vashamer Hu Bana Es Ono Veslod Uvnosa. So Apal was the one responsible for building these cities of Ono and Lod, and it wasn't Yishub Benun. It was after the times of Yishub Benun. And Gemara says, wait a second, Latamech, according to your Svara, was it even El Pa'el who built these cities? Wasn't it really Asa Binanu, who was a later generation, the Melech Asa built them? Dichsiv, it says in Divrei Yamim Beis, Vayiven Asa, it's some psukim in brackets here, we'll read the parentheses even though normally we don't, but Vayiven Asa is Ari Abitsuros Asher LeYehuda. So these cities, apparently, which included Lod and Ono, were built by Asa, they're built by El Pa'el, and they're built by Yeshua. So who was the true builder of these cities? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Mukafos Choma Mimos Yishub Benun Havu. They were really built and walled from the times of Yishub Benun. Charuva Bimei Pilegish Begiva. Pilegish Begiva was a whole maisa that caused much havoc in Eretz Yisrael. And among the cities that were destroyed were these cities. So then Asa El Pa'al Benaneu. And then Apal came along, he built them. Hadar Inpo, they fell. Seems like they fell. They weren't built very well, it seems. And then Asa, Shapsinu Asa came and he strengthened these cities. And Dekanami, the Gemara says it's precise to say this, Dichsiv. It says in the Pasuk that appears in Divrei Yomim as well, Vayomer Yehuda, Nivne es ha'arim ha'elu, build these cities. You only called these cities if they already were once cities before him. Michlal de'arim havu me'ekara. Let's rebuild the cities that once were. Shemamina, they were rebuilt a number of times. Gemara now, famous Gemara in Maseches Megillah says, Amri Bishub and Levi, Noshim chayavos b'mikra Megillah. Women are obligated to hear the Megillah. She'af hein hayu ba'osanes. They were also part of the miracle. So the Tosas writes here, as he writes every place in Shas that this comes up, what does it mean that af hein hayu ba'osanes? According to one opinion, it is that they were the main orchestrator of the nes, that Esther caused the nes to happen. It was Ayada through her hand. It was Chanukah, the story of Yehudis. She was the one who brought the nes of Chanukah, and Pesach is brought through because of the zechus of the Tzikanios. They were the one who were really facilitating the nes. They were the main party. Tosis says it doesn't make any sense. Af means af, they're also included. Sounds like that they were secondary. That not only men, but also women, that they weren't the main part of the nes. So therefore, Tosis says what it means is not that they were the ones doing the nes, but they were also just as endangered as everyone else. That lahashmid laharog, Haman wanted to kill everyone. So since they were also endangered, they need to celebrate just as men do, and that they were saved through the nes of Purim. Look at Tosos, Dira Maschel, Noshim, Chayavos, B'mikra, Megillah. Very progressive Tosos here. Mikan Mashma, Shanoshim, Motzios, Es Acherim, Yudei Chavasam. That women are allowed to read Megillah and not only lane it, but they can be Motzi other people. Why? Midilo Kamar Lishmor Mikra Megillah. It doesn't say that they have to hear Megillah. It says they have to have Mikra Megillah. They could read just as well. And he goes on to bring other proofs for this. Tosos on the end is not so comfortable with this. And he ends up saying, according to the Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, that women are only allowed to be motzi their type, other women, but they can't be motzi men. It's brought down in Halacha that really they're allowed to have these women groups of Kriyas Megillah, but not something that we practice and not something that we encourage. We would actually discourage it, even though maybe it's permitted on a halachic level. We don't allow everything. We don't encourage everything if it's halachically permitted. This is something that's frowned upon. Okay. The Gemara now says, further, Amar Bishub and Levi, Purim Shechalios, B'Shabbos, let's say Yud Dalad Adar falls out on Shabbos. So of course we know you can't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. We'll see why on Amar Beis. So in place of Megillah, what you should do is ask questions, give a shir, back and forth, question and answers. Binyan Hashayom, learn about Purim on the Shabbos since you can't lane. That's going to be the replacement. So my year, your Purim. Why Purim? Is there an inin to learn about the nature of Purim? I feel Yomtif Nami, any Yomtif, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to learn that the topics, the sugyas of the Yomtif. Why is it singling out Purim? The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us that Moshe tikin lehem l'Yisrael, Moshe established for all of Am Yisrael, sheyehu shoalim v'darshin binyano shayom, that they should learn about the sugyas of that particular Yomtif, meaning Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag b'Chag. So too, why would one think that Purim wouldn't be included? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Purim it's tzirichlei. Purim was, there's a chiddush here. There's a havamina ma'u, the same, I would have thought, nigzer mishum de rabba. What's rabba? We're going to see on a base. Rabba is the famous gzeira. Shema yavirenu dal amos b'shus rabim. Why can't we lay in Megillah on Shabbos? Megillah isn't, it's not muksa. It's a sefer. I could open a sefer Torah, so why is the Megillah any different? So the chashash was that I might not know how to lane. I don't know how to lane. So I want to be go to the mitzvah, so I'm going to go find the Bucky and take my Megillah and find the Baal Kare and carry it to his house on Shabbos, and he'll lane for me. And that's going to be a violation of a carrying if it's a place where there's no Eruv. So just like you can't lane Megillah on Shabbos, there was a Havamina, maybe you should learn the sugyas of Purim either, because that might get you excited to take out your Megillah and walk over to the Chacham. Kamashvalon, we don't make such a gzeira. Albeit you can't lane, but you are allowed to, and you should learn the sugyas of Purim when it falls out on Shabbos. Gemara now says, "Avamar Rishuv ben Levi, chayv adam likros es haMegillah belayla ulishnosa bayom." You have to read the Megillah at night and repeat it again during the day, as we all know. What's the basis for this? What's the pasuk? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, "Elokai ekra yomam velo sane belayla velo domila." Don't be silent. Ekra yomam, read at night, at daytime, and layla, nighttime, lo domila. Doma means to be silent. Vayidom Aaron, he was silent when Nadav Aviu were killed. So silence, it says, don't be silent, which of course implies you should speak. So that's the source. Bein bayom, bein belayla, you should be reading Megillah. So Gemara says, Savar minei lemikre belayla. So when someone heard this, the first person who heard this, initially thought, you should mikre, read a layla. Ulemisna masnis indida biyamama. Lishnosa, he thought, meant to learn mishnayos. Now there is a big Indian stam to learn mishnayos on the particular Yom Tovim. All the article machzorim have, Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the Machzor Rosh Hashanah, and Yuma and Sukkah. There's Indian to learn the Mishnah on that particular holiday. So there's Havimina when it says Lishnosa Bayom means you should learn mishnayos of Maseches Megillah during the daytime. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Yemir. Rabbi Yemir comes along and says, Lididi, to me, Mefarshali Mina, it was explained as follows. Rabbi Chir Ba'aba explained to me, no, not that you have to learn Mishnayos on Purim, maybe you should anyways. But what he meant here, B'lishnosa, is Kagon Damri Inchi. Like people say, Avor Parshasa, be Mavir Sejim, Mavir the Parsha, go through the Parsha of a Megillah, da, this time, Vasnayo, and repeat it. So Lishnosa doesn't mean Mishnayos, it means to repeat a Sheni a second time, as we all know. Itmar Nami was also said, Amr Bichalba, Amr Ula, Bira, that was his name. Chayv Adam Likros es Megillah Belayla, Ulishno Sabayom. You should read it at night time and again repeat it during the day. Shenemar, this time you quote a different pasuk. It says, Lamani Zamer Chachvor Loidom, Hashem Elokai, Yolam Odeka. So that's the source that at daytime you speak Yizamer Chachavod, you sing the honor, and Loidom, and don't be silent, which is a reference to don't be silent, Belayla. So that's the source.
That's in the first
pasuk.
I call out to you, and you don't answer me. How does that tell you to
lay
the Megillah?
Elokai Ekra, you call out. Lo Sanea, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond, but you still Ekra. And then Laila, Lo Demila, don't be silent, meaning you should be saying something as well during the nighttime. Fine. So then the Gemara says, last four lines, Elashe Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. We said that the villages would be able to read earlier on the Mondays and Thursday. So we said we're going to clarify what was the reason why they're allowed to read earlier. So first take at this is, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chachamim hekilu ala kfarim, Chachamim were lenient Well, in the villages, to read earlier. Why? Lios makdimim liyom haknisa, to read on Mondays or Thursday. In order that they should be able to provide food and water for their brothers in the krachim, in the big cities. So this way they could knock off their obligation on Monday, which is, let's say, Yud Aleph. And then later on Yud Aleph, they'll be available to start selling things, so they already heard Megillah. They don't have to hear it a second time. So the Gemara says, Lemaimer, is this to suggest, as the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, the Takanta, the krachim hava? The Takana was really for the benefit of the Krachim. It sounds like we're just using the villagers we want you to get rid of your Chiv, and you want us to serve us. We live in New York City, you come serve me. You come in on Monday, get rid of your Chiv, and then come serve me. It's for the benefit of the Krachim, for the people in the big city. Is that really true? It was for their benefit, for the Krachim? V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us, Chalios b'sheni, let's say Purim falls out, Yudal falls out on the Monday, Kfarim b'yaros g'dolos, Karim b'bayom, that the villagers and the big cities read on Monday, the Yudal Adar. V'im Isa, if it's really true, it's supposed to benefit the Krachim, Likad me liyom haknisa, so let the villagers, the Kfarim, read the Thursday beforehand, so on Monday they could be available to sell food. So the fact that we don't do that, we say the Kfarim read on Monday along with the Krachim, and they're not going to be available to sell on Monday, it must be not for the benefit of the Krachim. And the Gemara says, no, you're right. We really should push off to Thursday, but for technicality, we can't. Because Havalahu Asara, if you go back from a Monday all the way to a Thursday, that makes Thursday a tenth of Adar, V'asara lo, takinir banan. It says lo, it says in the Pasuk, we only have a certain amount of days we can add. The tenth is excluded from a day that you could read. So Gemara says, okay, Tashma. Chalios bechamishi. Let's say Yudalit falls out on Thursday. So then we say Kfarim vayaros gedolos karin babayom. Both the villagers and the big city dwellers read on the Thursday. Now in Misav, it's true that we want the villagers to be ready, fulfill their chiyuv, so they're available on Thursday. Likadme Yom HaKnisa. Let the Kfarim read on the Monday prior Yom HaKnisa, which ends up being De'achad Asar, the 11th, which is in the range of reading Megillah. Who? So why not do that? And the Gemara says, because miyom haknisa, miyom haknisa lo dachinim. We have a principle, we don't jump from Monday to Thursday. Even though Monday might, or rather Thursday to Monday. Even though Monday might still be in the range of days you can read, we don't go from one yom haknisa to another yom haknisa. So then what?
Thursday would be in the range, not Monday. Going
from Thursday back to Monday.
Right.
Yeah. So you're reading, if you could read on Monday, which is the 11th, that's still in the range. Why don't we suggest that? Because there's a principle, we don't jump from Thursdays to Mondays. Yom HaKnisa, we don't. So for technical reasons, we don't. But had we had that option, we really would have preferred that, so that the Kfarim are available on Thursday to sell to the Krachim. So then the Gemara says, no. Tashma, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. When is this all true? When they could read on earlier days, b'makom shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. If there's a regular schedule where Kfarim come every Monday, they come every Thursday, if that's the schedule of the city and the Kfarim, so then we say, once you're here an earlier day, read now. Aval, but in a case, makom shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi, there's no set schedule that the Kfarim don't come Mondays and Thursdays. They come whenever is convenient for them. So then we say, ein karen osa el bezmano. The Kfarim are only allowed to read on Yudalad, whether that Yudalad is a Sunday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, they must come in, because they don't have a regular schedule of Monday, Thursday. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, if you're going to tell me that the whole point of allowing them to read earlier, the Kfarim to read earlier, was to benefit the Krachim, so that the Kfarim guys are available to sell to the Krachim, well then, Mishum de'ei nechnesin mi b'sheni chamishi mifasi l'krachim. So then you're telling me they're going to lose out. If you live in a place where the Kfarim don't come in regularly, we say, oh, if you don't come in regularly, you have to read on the right time. Why? You're losing out for the Krachim, because now the Kfarim guys aren't available to sell to the Krachim. So that's not fair to them. So Gemara says, you have it all wrong. It's not for the benefit of the Krachim. We're not trying to make food available for the Krachim. Lo tema kidei sheyispiku mayim umazam. The reason why we let them read earlier, the Kfarim read earlier, is not because they should be available to provide to the Krachim. Ela ema, what the reason really is mipnei shemesapkin mayim umazam lachem shebekrachim. It's really a kula for the kfarim. Meaning, since they're coming in, the guys in the city, they might be having running big businesses, fantastic. But they can't function if they have no food. So we have a tremendous hakaras hatov to the kfarim, who schlep all the way in from the farms. They don't make much money, but they're doing it anyways to make themselves money, to help provide food. So for their benefit of the kfarim, since they're schlepping in on Monday, we say, you know what, you're here anyways, it's Yud Aleph, it's your base, just hop in and now, so you don't have to come in another extra day during the week. And it's really for the hana, that for this benefit of the kfar.
What benefit they have if they come the same day? If they come the same day?
What do you mean?
They come on a Yudal is a Thursday, so then they're coming in anyway.
They are coming, right. If it's Yom HaKinis, they read on that day. They don't have to read earlier. They're only allowed to read earlier if Yudal is on a different day. It's on a Tuesday. So now they're coming Monday. They're coming Thursday anyways. Now they come on Tuesday another day. That's a big schlep for them. But if Yudal is on a Monday, we say, oh, you have 3 on Monday. You're coming in anyways. It's only when it's not on a Monday, Thursday.
But then they're busy laying the Megillah, so they lose at that time.
It's only an hour. That'll be fine. And everyone else is busy laying, so they're not going to sell it to anyone anyways. So then the Gemara says, So we had all the different scenarios in the Mishnah, what if it falls out on a Sunday, or on a Monday, or on a Tuesday. So Gemara wants to know, Maishna Resha, how come the beginning of the Mishnah, the Resha, Naket Sidur De Yarcha? It went in order of the month. Right, the Mishnah had said right in the beginning that Megillah Nikreis Yud Aleph, Yud Bei, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. It goes based on dates of the month, of the Yareach. But then, the Gemara points out, Maishna Seifa, when the Sefer described the different scenarios, the Nakat Sidura Dioma, it went in order of the days of the week. It said a Sunday, a Monday, and a Tuesday, Wednesday. How come it changed the focus, dates versus days of the week? And so the Gemara says, because Idi the Mishapche Lehe Nakat Sidura Dioma. Had they gone in order of the dates, when Yud Aleph and Yud Beit Gimel, so then everything would have been messed up. You'd have to, Yud Aleph is when Purim is on Purim is on a when Yud Aleph falls out on a Friday, was it? No, it can be a Friday. I think a Sunday. So if it falls out on a Sunday, so then they're allowed to read on a Yud Aleph. And so Yud Beis, everything gets messed up. It's like a Sunday, then a Tuesday, then a Thursday, then a Friday, and it's not in order. So we know the Mishnahs were written in such a way that should be very mesudar, so we can remember it much easier. So instead of having to go according to the date, to Yud Aleph, they switched, let's go in order of which days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's a much easier way to remember, and that's really the only reason why they changed focus. So now the Gemara says, Chal Dios Be'erev Shabbos V'chulei, two dots. Masnis and money. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Which Tana wrote our Mishnah? E. Rebbe, E. Rebbe Yossi. Either one of them could be. How? Gemara says, my Rebbe, who's Rebbe? Desanya, Chal Lios Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Purim falls out, Adar falls out on Friday. Kfarim, Vayaras Gedolos, Makadimim Liom Aknisa, they read on Thursday. Umukafin Choma, Korim Babayom, and the waltzes read on the Friday, which happens to be the 14th. So in that scenario, everything's really messed up. No one reads on the right time. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Rebbe, by the way, oftentimes says Omer Ani. That's how he introduces his statements. Omer Ani, I say. The Rav Yosef Engel points out it's a very humble way to speak. The Gemara, the end of Sota, says that Rebbe died, there's no longer Batla Anava. Meis Rebbe, Batla Anava. There's no more humility. This statement of Omer Ani is a very humble statement. What's it saying? In my humble opinion, I think. In my very humble opinion, is what I think. But not that everyone holds this way. That's how it's understood. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, in my humble opinion, think that lo yitcho ayaros mimkomum. We shouldn't move the cities from their place. I mean, Yud Dal falls out on Friday, so let the big cities read on Friday like they're supposed to. Ela Elu Velu Karim Babayom, that the unwalled cities and the walled cities both read on Friday together, the Yud Dal. That's Rebbe's understanding. So my time at the Tanakhama. Why did Tanakhama think that if the walled cities are going to read on Friday the 14th, so we should then make the unwalled cities read the 13th before? Why do we move them from their day? The Gemara explains, it says, that every year we should have some level of consistency. Ma kol shana v'shana, every single year, ayarot kodmos lemukofin, that the unwalled cities are always before the walled cities, are never on the same exact day. Afkan, so to hear, ayarot kodmos lemukofin, that you have to have the unwalled cities, the ayarot, reading prior to the walled cities. And since the walled cities can't read on Shabbos the 15th, the Mela they read on the 14th Friday, so you can't have the ayarot read on the same day, so we push the ayarot up to the 13th on Thursday. That's the understanding of the Tanakhama. So then the Gemara says, Ve'ema, maybe you should say, B'chol Shana V'Shana is differently. Ma kol Shana V'Shana, every single year, Ein Nitchen Ayaros Mimkomo, and every single year, the unwalled cities, the Ayaros, read on the day they're supposed to. You never move them off their day. So Afkan, Lo Yitchu Ayaros Mimkomom. So why would you move the city from the 14th? It's on Friday, so let them read on the 14th. So which one's more important? That the Ayaros should read on the right day? Or should be that the Ayara should read before the Mukafin end up reading. That's the Machlokas. Gemara says, Shani Hacha Dula Efshir. In this case, it's impossible. Something has to give in this case. Either Ayaros are going to read on the earlier day, or Ayaros are going to read on the same exact day, Mukafos. You have no choice, your hands are tied, so you do whichever one you think is better of the two. That's all according to the Tanakhama. Rebbe, who is one of the possible authors of our Mishnah, Rebbe, my Taima, B'chol Shana V'Shana, he says every single year, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ein Ayaros Nidchen Mimkomom, the unwalled cities are never uprooted from their day, namely Yudalid. So Afkan, so to hear, Lo Yidchu Ayaros Mimkomom. So why would you push the Ayaros to an earlier day where they don't have to? Let them read on the 14th on Friday, the same exact day as the walled cities. V'Ema, maybe he should have the Joshua the way the Tanakhama had the Joshua, which is B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ayaros Kodmos Limukofin, Afkan Nami, Ayaros Kodmos Limukofin. The consistency should be that the unwalled cities are always before the walled cities. Why doesn't he make that limud? Shiny Hacha de Lefshir, because again, he had no possibility, no other choice. Something had to give, so they end up splitting how to learn the Joshua. So that's all the possibility. Rebbe, it's consistent with our Mishnah. Alternatively, says the Gemara, my Rabbi Yossi, who's the Rabbi Yossi who could potentially be our author? So the Sani, the Braisa, tells us that Chal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, let's say Yudal falls out on an Erev Shabbos on a Friday. Mukafin Ukfarim Makdimim Yom HaKnisa. We end up saying that the villagers and the walled cities are going back to Yom HaKnisa. So now Yom HaKnisa is a 13th now. So the walled city is going back to the 13th along with the Kfarim. And Ayaros Gedolos Korim Baba Yom. And the unwalled cities remain on Friday. So you hear that? The Shushan Purim is now before regular Purim, according to this Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mukafin Kodmin. He says, not true. The Mukafin are not Kodmin Layaros, Ela Eilu Eilu Korim Baba Yom. Rabbi Yossi thinks that both the unwalled and walled cities are going to read on Friday the 14th. So my time at the Tanakhama, why does the Tanakhama think that the Mukafin should go on the Thursday before the regular Purim? The Gemara says, Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, just like every single year, Ayaros Barbasar, Uzmano Shazeh, Lo Uzmano Shazeh, that the walled and unwalled cities are always on different days, Afkan, so too in this scenario, Ayaros Barbasar, Uzmano Shazeh, Lo Uzmano Shazeh, it should be different. So then Gemara says, how come Tanakhama learns it that way? The Eima, maybe we should say, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Mash Kol Shana V'Shana, Ein Mukafin, Kodmin L'Ayaros. Every other year, the walled cities don't go before the unwalled cities. Afkan, we should say here, Ein Mukafin, Kodmin L'Ayaros. The walled cities shouldn't be earlier than the unwalled cities here, even in this case. The Gemara says, well, you're right in general, but Shani Hacha, this case is different because Dilo Efshar, we have no choice, something has to give. But then finally, my time at Rabbi Yossi, he says, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ein Mukafin Kodmin L'Ayaros. Every single year, the walled cities don't read before the unwalled cities. Afkan, so to hear, Ein Mukafin Kodmin L'Ayaros. The walled cities don't go before the unwalled cities. And therefore, we say that the walled cities and unwalled cities read together on Friday the 14th. V'Ema, maybe you should say the other way. B'chol Shana V'Shana Ma, Chol Shana V'Shana, Zmanu Shazeh, Lo Zmanu Shazeh, that they both have different days. Afkan Zmanu Shazeh, Zlo Zmanu Shazeh, which means we should read the Mukafin, should read on Thursday the 13th, and the unwalled on the Friday the 14th, so they're on different days like every other year. Even though every other year, the Shushan Purim is after the regular Purim, but this case we should make them before, so at least they're still on different days. And the Gemara once again says, Shaini Hacha, Zlo Efshir, this case is not possible, so we have to, something has to give. So Gemara now says, Savar Rebbe. Rebbe hold, is it really tshuva? Savar Rebbe, Ayaros lo, dachinin liyom haknisa. Does Rebbe really hold that the Ayaros, in this case, when it falls out on a Friday, they don't get pushed off to a Thursday before him? V'atani, the Braisa tells us, Chal dios b'Shabbos, let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos. Kfarim are makdimim liyom haknisa. The villagers go to the Thursday, which is going to be the 12th. The Vayaros Gedolos, the big cities, Korim Be'er Shabbos, they read on Friday, which ends up being the 13th. And Mukavas Chom Olamacha, they read on Sunday, which ends up being the 15th. Rebbe Omer, Ani, I think, in my humble opinion, Hovinitchu Ayaros, since it's a case where 14 falls out on Shabbos. So, of course, the unwalled cities can't read on the Shabbos. So, once again, push off from the 14th. Why push them to the 13th? Hovinitchu Ayaros, Mimkomon, Yitchu Yomaknisa. You should push them to Yomaknisa so that they should be reading on the same day as the Kfarim. So how come we don't say that above either? Why don't we say that if the 14th falls on Friday, why not push off the Ayaros to the Thursday to read on the 13th? And the Gemara says, because there's a fundamental difference. Hachi Asha, Hasam, there, the right day is Manam Shabbos. The proper day for Purim is Yudalad, which falls out on Shabbos in that case. So, Hol v'nitchu yitchu. So once you push off the Ayaros, don't push it to Friday, push it to Thursday. But Hacha, here in this case, where the 14th is on Friday, where it's the Zmanim is Erev Shabbos, you're not pushing it off at all, so leave it as is. And that's the fundamental difference between whether the 14th falls out on Shabbos versus whether the 14th falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Okay, Gemara now says, 7 lines up, 8 lines up, Kiman Azla, who is the following opinion like? Had Amar Rebbe Chelbo, Amar Rebbe Huna, Rav Huna. Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Purim Yudal Adar falls out on Shabbos, Hakol Nitchin Yom HaKnisa. Everyone, all the days, everyone laned, all the cities go to Yom HaKnisa. Hakol Nitchin, everyone is going to read on the Thursday, the 12th. V'ha Ika Mukafin Da'avdi L'machar. But the walled cities are certainly going to read Sunday, the next day, which is the 15th. So it can't be Hakol Nitchin. Ella kol ha-nidcha, all those are being nidcha, all those are being pushed off because they can't land on Shabbos, should be yidcha liyom ha-knisa, should go to Thursday, both the kfarim and the krachim should go to Thursday, kiman, who is that like? That is kerebi, that's the shita of Rebbe like we just saw. So then the Gemara says, the chuli alma, everyone's in agreement here, miha, megillah b'Shabbos lo karinin. One thing everybody agreed on was that you don't read megillah on Shabbos. That was not a machlokas. My time, why not read Megillah on Shabbos? We discussed before, it's not muksa, it's limud haTorah. Amar Rabba, hakol chayavim b'mikra Megillah. Everyone's chayavim b'mikra Megillah. Ve'na kol b'kim b'mikra Megillah. Not everyone's an expert in reading the Megillah. So what's the concern? Gezeir Hashem yilenu b'yado v'yelech etzel baki l'mod v'yavirenu arba amos b'rishas harabim. The chashash is this guy might take his Megillah and go over to the local baki and say, teach me the trap. And you teach him the chav, how to do the mapach pash and everything like that. And then he'll take it back home with him and he'll start lading himself. And that's going to be a violation of carrying Dal Amos in a situation where there is no Eruv. Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the lulav. That's the same exact reason why we don't blow shofar in Shabbos and we don't shake lulav in Shabbos. Because of chashash, lest the person carry it in the Rishis Rabim Dal Amos.
What do you mean? What a book. It's not a scroll. Is that a difference? Let's say you have a Tanakh, which has Megillah in it.
You're allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn Megillah, Stam. I don't think there's a gzera in the learning about Megillah. If you said we saw before that there's an Indian dafka to learn about it. It's an Anam and Aleph. It's just the Kriya, in terms of the Kriya, through a Sefer. But I believe a Megillah's Esther is Muksa on Shabbos, though. Shabbos Purim, it is Muksa, because it's Chashash. But you're allowed to learn the Inyanim of Purim. You should learn the Inyanim of Purim, just not from a scroll.
It's interesting. Yeah.
I'm saying, what are you learning? If you're learning from a Chumash and not from a scroll,
that's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's the scroll.
Yeah.
Shofar and Megillah, I understand the key, but Lulav as a Baki, you know, is not in the same category as Shofar and Megillah.
Imagine what happened before you became Nusach Svard. I had no idea how to do the shaking around here.
I still don't.
Right. So there's some learning you have to do. I don't know.
If you're
going to
do that,
right.
Still
Yotzi. Right. It's not. It's really not a great expert. It's not an expertise to shake the lulav. I hear. Could be made a check in whether it's kosher or not. I don't know. I'm not sure. Fair question. So then the Gemara says, let's finish off the Amud here.
What would it say for Tarwitz? Have you ever read it? I've read it for sure to Robin. Every Shabbos that we lay in a Sefer Torah.
Right. Yeah. So there.
If you go to a Baki, you may not have anybody.
They were all Bakim. Remember back then, when you got an Aliyah, that means you were laying. So they were all Bakim. Later that has changed, but we don't make new Gzeris. So, okay, then the Gemara says, last few lines here of the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar Mipnesha Neim Shal Aniyim Nesus B'Mikim Megillah. You know why we don't lay on Shabbos? A completely different reason. Nothing to do with carrying outside. Because the Aniyim are anticipating the Megillah. That's when they're, you know, the people come to collect during davening. So they would collect on Purim. It was a big day of Tzedakah, Matanos Levyonim. So they would be anticipating the Mikim Megillah. Now what happens is, if they lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, of course you can't collect Tzedakah. It's going to be big hefsid for the Aniyim. So for the sake of the Aniyim, we said, let's not laid on Shabbos. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Afa Pisha Amu Kfar Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. Even though the Kfarim read earlier, Govin Boba Yom U'Mechalkin Boba Yom, that they still collect on that day, and they also give out that day. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rashi says, Govin Boba Yom, around seven lines up, Shemakdimim Bo Likros, Govin HaGaboy Matanos Lavyonim Mechalkin La'anim. They go based on not when your Dalet Adar is, but when you lay in the Megillah. So if you're laying the Megillah earlier, that's going to dictate the collecting and the divvying out of Matanos Lavyonim.
Is that the mitzvah then?
That, I assume that would become the key in the mitzvah then. Yeah, I assume so. So then the Gemara says, even though, it wasn't so precise how it said it. It said, because they read it earlier, that's why they collect and give out on that day. So Ella, hol, and Gemara says that they tweak it. Ella, hol, v'amru, since we say, shakvar makdim l'maknisa, that we let them read earlier, govin boba yom, mechalkin boba yom, they could collect, they give out the matanos le'avyonim on that very day, mipnei she'neim sha'aniyim nesuas b'mikim megillah, because the eyes are looking, anticipating for when they could collect their matanos le'avyonim. So even though mikim megillah and matanos le'avyonim are yom haknisa, the Gemara says, aval, when it comes to going now into daf, hey, the very top, aval simcha, which Rashi says is shalmaichol mishta, the mishta that we have, and I would add in seemingly shalach manos as well, because we didn't mention it earlier, and shalach manos is very connected to the suda. So when it comes to simcha, eino nohegas el bezmana, that they'll celebrate on Yudalad. So even though Monday is Yom HaKnisa, if Yudalad is a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday, they'll celebrate the suda, and again, seemingly shalach manos on the proper day. Okay. Even the kfarim, exactly. Even the kfarim. So now there's a couple of things.